Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Just thought I would come on here and let people know I haven't died. I know I haven't done many audio boos in a while, but I haven't had much to talk about until this afternoon. Couple of things. First of all, if you haven't gotten Be My Eyes, do get it. It's totally awesome. I use it all the time for checking expiration dates and stuff like that, and our thermostat. And the main thing I wanted to talk about was the arguments that developers give when confronted by a community as far as accessibility goes, such as Audio Boom. When their app's been accessible and then they break accessibility and then the only thing they can tell you on Twitter is, well, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but that excuse, when you have an accessible app and then you break it and then you say something like that, I think it may be a bit of a cop-out to get around having to deal with the issue. Because if you've been accessible, there's no reason why you should break accessibility in your next update. You know, or if you do, warn people ahead of time, hey, this might not work for VoiceOver, so please don't update until we fix. So that's my boo. I just think that if you're going to be accessible and then you break something, don't come on Twitter or in an email and say, well, we're sorry for the inconvenience, like it's a small thing. Test your stuff before releasing, please.